Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I hope this day finds you at peace and enjoying the colors of fall. Enjoy your hot coffee on this very cool morning. Jesus says in Matthew 7, 1 through 3, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?" As the world's troubles swirl around us, today's podcast is intended as food for thought. I hope as you listen this morning, you will be moved to take the message as it is intended. Just food for thought. The question: how can anyone hate so much that you see your fellow human beings as objects to be used in one way or another? Have we not learned that hate destroys the soul of those who choose to hate rather than forgive and let the Lord take care of judgment? Judge not that you may not be judged. Hate is the world's downfall. When life doesn't go our way, we look for something, someone to blame and hate. I've done it. Have we not learned yet, after all these 2,000 years, that Jesus' message of love and compassion heals hate, that forgiveness allows us to let go of the hate that burdens us? Can we look at our own hearts first? Look at our own motives through the lens of love and forgiveness. Where are my faults? What hurt have I caused? I am not saying it's always easy, but I am saying that if we surrender our lives to the Lord and trust His judgment, His love, and compassion for us and others, the hate will dissolve. As a child, I was loved and nurtured by a wonderful black woman. How could I hate all black people after that experience? As a child, I was raised in a Catholic home, but it was a Methodist woman that introduced me to the Bible. How could I hate all other religions except my own when she opened my mind and heart to the blessings of Scripture? As an adult, it was a Jewish psychologist counselor that led me through a very dark time in my life. How could I hate all Jewish people when he was so kind to me? As a teacher, when my classroom was filled with God's diversity of students, black, Asian, white, Hispanic, Muslim, Christian, and those who had no spiritual God, how could I hate these precious children or those of their ethnicity or background? These children who I laughed with and worried over. We live in the United States, a place made up of every group known to man. I often thought of my classroom as an example of what heaven will be like. We offer our love, care, talents, skills to each other. Let us all pause in this world so filled with division and notice the blessings we have received from so many. We are all God's children. Let us pray together. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.